what's really astonishing is he says what matters isn't the moral conscience of the individual physician, that they basically have no right to a moral conscience. What matters is the opinion of the medical establishment. And if the medical establishment accepts a certain procedure, then it must be done. This is a tyranny of the majority like I've never seen. And he said, he writes in this, that doctors don't have to assist in suicides, but only because it is still contentious within the medical community. Based on the Emanuel rule, if assisted suicide ever became medically accepted by most doctors, then doctors would have to commit homicide or participate in suicide as a, well, let me have him tell you. Healthcare, this is again Emanuel quote, healthcare professionals who are unwilling to accept these limits have two choices. Select an area of medicine such as radiology that will not put them in situations that conflict with their personal morality, or if there is no such area, leave the profession. The drive is on to drive doctors and nurses who are pro-life out of medicine. And by the way, to keep those who believe such things from going to medical school in the first place. Moral diversity, according to this medical establishment, is no longer wanted in healthcare. And that's really a dangerous thing, and it's an authoritarian advocacy.